Morning, brothers and sisters.
早晨弟兄姊妹。
It's good to be in the Lord's presence.
在主面前实在美好。
Can we bow in a word of prayer for a moment, please?
愿我都要低头一啲祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you do give to us.
父神，我哋感謝你，俾我一段美好嘅時候。
That we may be able to look into your words.
我哋能夠嚟到查考你嘅話。
May you give us a soft and tender heart.
愿主俾我柔软嘅心。
That you may be able to grant us those words.
愿主将你嘅话嚟赐过俾我哋。
So that it would be deeply implanted within our hearts.
叫你嘅话喺我里边嚟到生根建造。
So that you may be able to produce life out of us.
主你嘅话能够喺里边嚟到生出生命嚟。
May you bless the hearers.
愿你都祝福听嘅。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督嘅名嚟到祷告。
Amen. Now the burden that I have this morning is to share with you about the friendship that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
早晨有一个嘅负担，与同弟兄们嚟到交通到我与我耶稣基督嘅友情。
You know we've had so many wonderful meetings in the past month.
喺上一个月过一个月，我哋有好多好好嘅呢个聚会。
It just made me a little bit concerned about us storing up so much head knowledge.
我哋听咗咁多嘅知识，恐怕我哋个头就大咗啦。
Because I know the Lord would want us to have more than just this head knowledge.
我哋肯定知道我哋主愿意我哋有唔单止系有知识。
But that we would really be able to enter into this living relationship that we have with Him.
佢更加愿意我哋。与佢嚟进入呢个活生生嘅关系。
And really, the amount that we know the Lord is going to be dependent on how good of a friend we are with Him.
我哋与主认识有几多咧，实取决喺我哋同主究竟有几多嘅友情。
That's when head knowledge becomes life.
呢个就系我哋个头脑嘅知识转化成生命。
When it becomes real and living.
变咗又生又活嘅。
Now, almost all of us here would admit that Jesus.Is our friend.
当然在我们在座每一个人，我们都相信耶稣是我们的朋友。
We know what the Lord has done for us.
我们知道主为我们作了何等大的事。
We know that he's the one who's rich.
我们知道他是那位丰富的。
He's got all the answers.
他也都有所有的答案。
Whenever we need to come to him, he's there.
无论何时我们来到他面前，他都在那里。
And he provides for us.
他都为我们供应一切所需的。
But are we ever there for our Lord?
但是我们究竟有没有将我们自己放到神的面前呢?
Do you think the Lord Jesus Christ would be able to call us His friend?
我们估究竟主耶稣基督能不能称呼我们作为他的朋友呢?
Now there's different levels of friendship that we can have.
在做朋友的里面我们可以有不同的层次。
I think there's four basic levels.
我估计大概有四种呢。
I'm not a sociology major, so I wouldn't know exactly if it's just four. Maybe there's more.
我又唔係主修社會學嘅，所以我都唔肯定，但我估計應該有四種嘅。
I think the first level of friendship is an acquaintance type of level.
第一個層次咧就係大家有啲嘅互相嘅認識。
That's just when you say, "Hey, how you doing? Good to see you."
咁我就你好嘛，食咗飯未啊？嗰種啊。
Then later when you walk away, you go.Who is that guy? I can't remember his name.
拧转头啊，呢个边个嚟噶？我唔记得佢叫咩名啊。
Second type of friendship is a casual type of friend.
第二种咧就比较随便一啲嘅。
Another ones that we speak with on occasion.
咁啊间中同人倾下偈。
We may share some common interests and hobbies.
咁我哋可以交谈下一啲嘅兴趣或者我哋嗜好。
Maybe a lot of these friends are the friends that we might have at work.
可能呢就是我们做工里面的一些朋友了。
Or that we meet at the gym.
或者我们在这个运动场馆做运动认识的朋友。
Third type of friendship that we might have is a close friendship.
第三种呢的朋友呢就是比较亲密的朋友了。
Now these are the friends that we feel comfortable enough with to have to invite them over to our house.
这些呢就是我们觉得比较我能够请他们回家的。
We know that they're not going to walk out with all the family goods.
咁我知道咧，佢嚟我屋企会偷晒我，搬咗我间屋走啊。
So there's an element of trust there.
咁所以咧喺呢个朋友里边咧，大家有啲互信喺里边。
The fourth type of friendship is an intimate friendship.
第四種就十分親密的朋友。
And this is the type of the friendship that the Lord would want each one of us to have with Him.
這種的友情呢，就是我們主願意我們和祂發展一個這樣的友情的關係。
This is where we can be honest with all of our feelings.
我們可以和祂十分誠實的交通我的感覺。
And we can just freely share with one another.
可以自由無拘無束的彼此來交通。
I'm wondering, what level is our friendship with the Lord?
咁我實在奇怪，我哋同與主作為呢個朋友講係邊一個層次咧？
Of those four different types of friendships, where would you say your friendship with the Lord is?
頭先提過嗰四種嘅友情，究竟你係同主係邊一種咧？
I'm not asking where the Lord, where you think the Lord is as far as your friendship.
唔係問大家。你估主同你嘅友情系边一种层次
？But what does he think of you？
但系系问大家，究竟佢主系究竟点样睇你同佢嘅友情咧
？I mean, because the degree to which our friendship, we make our friendships, it's going to be dependent on how much we both invest into it。
因为咧嗰个友情嗰个嘅程度深浅咧，就系在乎于。雙方面大家擺幾多時間喺個裏面
？It can't get any deeper than how much time we're willing to put into it, both of us.
咁如果大家都唔願意將好多時間擺落去嘅時候，你嘅友情自然唔會好嘅。
We remember that verse in James 4, draw near to God and He will draw near to you.
喺呢個雅各書第四章嗰度嚟到講到，你要親近神，神就必親近你們。
I think we should make no mistake about it. Jesus is our friend.
我哋當然唔會錯啦。主耶穌係我哋嘅朋友。
He's always been our friend.
佢常常係我哋嘅好朋友。
But he gives us the choice as far as whether we're going to reciprocate that friendship back to him.
但係佢俾我哋一個選擇，叫我哋能唔能夠反翻過嚟，我哋能夠作為佢嘅朋友。
If we draw near to him, he will draw near to us.
我哋如果親近佢嘅時候，佢就必親近我哋。
So I'd like this morning to examine some of the qualities that exist in an intimate friendship.
所以早上願意同大家嚟到深入咁睇一下喺一個親密嘅友情裏邊所必須具備嘅一啲嘅品質。
And I'd like to look at the life of Abraham.
願意又一同你去睇下呢個亞伯拉罕佢一生。
Because Abraham provides a really good example of what it means to be a friend of God.
因為亞伯拉罕就是给我一个很好的例子怎样作为与神一个的好朋友。
No one else in the Bible is remembered as often as Abraham in these particular terms.
在这一方面在圣经里面没有一个人是被记载是神的朋友超过亚伯拉罕的。
There's actually three instances in the Bible where he is remembered as God's friend.
在圣经里面有三个不同的地方你会提到他是被纪念为神的朋友。
It's in 2 Chronicles.
是在这个历代志下
Isaiah,
以赛亚书
and in James,
同埋雅各书。
I'd just like to look at one of these verses here, and that's the one in James.
咁愿意你要睇其中嘅一节就是在这个雅各书。
Open your Bibles up to the book of James, chapter 2.
雅各书第二章
verse 23.
23节。
Just want to look at the, really the quotation. And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
亚伯拉罕信神，就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
I'd like to examine what was it about Abraham that allowed him to be remembered as a friend of God.
究竟在亚伯拉罕身上边有咩嘅特别，以至于佢被神纪念？被称为神的朋友。
Because there were definitely several concrete events that occurred in his life that allow him to establish and strengthen his friendship with the Lord.
实际在他生活的里面有几个很明显的例子以至于他能够巩固他和作为神朋友的关系。
And these things just didn't happen automatically.
但这事情不是自然要发生的。
Now, it didn't just fall in his lap that one day he woke up and he was God's friend.
不是突然间从天跌落地，然之后又有一日成为咗神的朋友啦。
But it was based on the decisions that he made.
那是根据他做出一啲嘅取决。
The attitude that he had.
他嘅态度。
And the lessons that he learned.
同埋佢所學習嘅功課。
And I hope this morning as we look through several events in his life that we may be able to see practically how Abraham made himself a friend of God.
早上願意我透過佢一生裏邊幾件實際嘅事情，咁我能夠好實在嘅知道點樣樣如何成為神嘅朋友。
Turn back to the first book of the Bible.
請我打開
Genesis.
呢個創世記。
Genesis 12.
十二章。
Actually, let's start in Genesis 11, verse 31.
11章31節。
Genesis 11, verse 31.
創世記11章31節。
And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went out together from Ur, the Chaldeans, in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord said to Abraham, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of earth shall be blessed.
我们由第十一章的三十一节开始。他带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子合兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的吾尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到合兰，就住在那里。他拉共活了205岁，就死在合兰。耶和华对亚伯兰说：你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
So this passage here, we're introduced to the person of Abram.
喺呢一段圣经里边，我见到呢个亚伯兰呢个
人 ，who would later become known as Abraham.
以后佢就被称为亚伯拉罕。
He was a son of Terah.
佢系呢个黑兰嘅儿子。
And he lived in the area of Ur.
他们就住在这个吾尔的地方。
That was a city in the Mesopotamia Valley.
是在这个米索波大米平原的一个城市。
Somewhere close to Babylon, actually.
其实是近这个巴比伦的。
By the Euphrates River.
就在幼法拉底河的附近。
Of course, we can think of that as like modern day Iraq.
我可以思想就是今天的伊拉克国的地方。
In chapter 12, we see the Lord's command.
在十二章我们见到主的吩咐
that Abram and his family were to go forth from this country, from this land.
这个亚伯兰和他一家 要离开吾尔这个地方。
And actually, we look in Acts chapter 7, we actually see a different word is used.
当我们看使徒行传第七章的时候，我们见到另外一个不同的字。
It wasn't go forth from the land, but it was depart from the land.
不是叫去这个地方，而是离开这个大的地方。
See, the Lord was calling Abram and his family to leave the land.
神是呼召亚伯拉罕和他家离开这个本族本家。
Because the land of Ur was a land of idolatry.
因为吾尔这个地方是拜偶像的地方。
They worshipped other gods.
他们是拜这个异邦偶像。
And we find out in Joshua that even his father worshipped other gods.
我们在这个约书亚记那里看，我们看这个约书亚甚至他爸爸都是来到敬拜偶像的。
The Lord was calling Abram out to another land.
这个神要呼召亚伯拉罕、亚伯兰要去另一个地方。
Where he could freely worship the Lord.
在那里他可以自由地来敬拜我主我神。
Now, where there would be no distractions.
在那里也都没有其他打岔。
Because God knows that his people cannot be living around idolatry.
因为神知道他的子民不可以住在偶像之中。
Now, I think most of us know what idolatry is, at least the definition of idolatry.
我相信大家都知晓得这个偶像的定义是什么了。
Face value, that's just worshipping other gods.
从表面来看就是敬拜别神。
Literally worshipping idols.
就是敬拜偶像。
But we as believers really understand in a deeper way.
但我们信主的人，我们有更深的认识。
That idolatry is more than just the worship of other gods.
这个敬拜偶像不单只是人手所做的偶像。
But that it's really even the worship of the things of the world.
还有如果我 心里边系敬拜呢个世界上边嘅事物。
The worship of self。
或者敬跟随呢个敬拜人嘅本身。己吓。
It's all the things that are in this world。
其实就系世。
Morning, brothers and sisters。
早晨，弟兄姊妹。
It's good to be in the Lord's presence。
喺主嘅面前实在美好。
Can we bow in a word of prayer for a moment, please?
願我們都低頭一啲禱告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you do give to us.
父神，我們感謝你，俾我一段美好嘅時候。
That we may be able to look into your words.
我們能夠嚟到查考你嘅話。
May you give us a soft and tender heart.
願主俾我柔軟嘅心。
That you may be able to grant us those words.
願主將你嘅話嚟賜過俾我哋。
So that it would be deeply implanted within our hearts.
叫你嘅話喺我裏邊嚟到生根建造。
So that you may be able to produce life out of us.
主你嘅話能夠喺裏邊嚟到生出生命嚟。
May you bless the hearers.
願你都祝福聽嘅。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶穌基督嘅名嚟到禱告。阿門。
Now the burden that I have this morning is to share with you about the friendship that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
早晨，有一個嘅負擔，與同弟兄們嚟到交通到我哋與我耶穌基督嘅友情。
You know, we've had so many wonderful meetings in the past month.
喺上一個月過一個月，我哋有好多好好嘅呢個聚會。
It just made me a little bit concerned about us storing up so much head knowledge.
咁我哋聽咗咁多嘅知識，恐怕我哋個頭就大咗啦。
Because I know the Lord would want us to have more than just this head knowledge.
我們肯定知道我們主願意我們有不單止是有知識。
But that we would really be able to enter into this living relationship that we have with Him.
他更加願意我們與祂來進入這個活生生的關係。
And really the amount that we know the Lord is going to be dependent on how good of a friend we are with Him.
我們與主認識有多少呢？是取決於我們同主究竟有多少友情。
That's when head knowledge becomes life.
這個就是我們的頭腦的知識轉化成生命。
When it becomes real and living.
變成又生又活的。
Now almost all of us here would admit that Jesus is our friend.
當然在我們在座每一個人我們都相信耶穌是我們的朋友。
We know what the Lord has done for us.
我們知道主為我們作了何等大的事。
We know that he's the one who's rich.
我們知道他是那位豐富的。
He's got all the answers.
他也有所有的答案。
Whenever we need to come to him, he's there.
無論何時我們來到他面前，他都在那裡。
And he provides for us.
他都為我們供應一切所需的。
But are we ever there for our Lord?
但是我們究竟有沒有將我們自己放到神的面前呢？
Do you think the Lord Jesus Christ would be able to call us his friend?
我哋估究竟主耶稣基督能唔能称呼我哋作为佢嘅朋友咧
？Now there's different levels of friendship that we can have。
喺作朋友嘅里面，我哋可以有唔同嘅层次。
I think there's four basic levels。
我估计大概有四种啦。
I'm not a sociology major, so I wouldn't know exactly. It's just four. Maybe there's more。
咁我又唔系主修社会学嘅，所以我都唔肯定，但我估计应该有四种嘅。
I think the first level of a friendship is an acquaintance type of level.
第一個層次呢就是大家有啲個互相嘅認識。
That's just when you say, hey, how you doing? Good to see you.
咁我就你好嘛，食咗飯未呀嗰種啊。
Then later when you walk away, you go, who is that guy? I can't remember his name.
擰轉頭呀，呢個邊個嚟㗎？我唔記得佢叫咩名啊。
Second type of friendship is a casual type of friend.
第二種呢就比較隨便一啲嘅。
They're the ones that we speak with on occasion.
咁間中同人傾下偈。
We may share some common interests and hobbies.
咁我哋可以交談下一啲嘅興趣或者我哋嘅嗜好。
Maybe a lot of these friends are the friends that we might have at work.
可能咧呢就係我哋做工裏邊嘅一啲朋友啦。
Or that we meet at the gym.
或者我哋喺呢個運動場館做運動認識嘅朋友。
Third type of friendship that we might have is a close friendship.
第三種咧嘅朋友咧就係比較親密啲嘅朋友啦。
Now these are the friends that we feel comfortable enough with to have to invite them over to our house. We know that they're not going to walk out with all the family goods. So there's an element of trust there. The fourth type of friendship is an intimate friendship. And this is the type of the friendship that the Lord would want each one of us to have with Him. This is where we can be honest with all of our feelings. And we can just freely share with one another. I'm wondering, what level is our friendship with the Lord? Are those four different types of friendships? Where would you say your friendship with the Lord is? I'm not asking where you think the Lord is as far as your friendship. But what does He think of you? Because the degree to which our friendship, we make our friendships, it's going to be dependent on how much we both invest into it. It can't get any deeper than how much time we're willing to put into it, both of us. We remember that verse in James 4, draw near to God and He will draw near to you.
在雅各書第四章那裡有講到,你要親近神,神就必親近你們。
I think we should make no mistake about it. Jesus is our friend.
我們當然不會錯,主耶穌是我們的朋友。
He's always been our friend.
他常常是我們的好朋友。
But He gives us the choice as far as whether we're going to reciprocate that friendship back to Him.
但是他給我們一個選擇。 叫我們能夠反過來,我們能夠作為他的朋友。
If we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us.
我們如果親近他的時候,他就必親近我們。
So I like this morning to examine some of the qualities that exist in an intimate friendship.
所以早上願意跟大家來到深入地看一下,在一個親密的友情裡面所必須具備的一些品質。
And I'd like to look at the life of Abraham. Because Abraham provides a really good example of what it means to be a friend of God. No one else in the Bible is remembered as often as Abraham in these particular terms. There's actually three instances in the Bible where he is remembered as God's friend. It's in 2 Chronicles, Isaiah, and in James. I'd just like to look at one of these verses here, and that's the one in James. Open your Bibles up to the book of James, chapter 2,
雅各書第二章,
verse
23.
Just want to look at the quotation. And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
阿伯拉罕信神,就算为他的义,他又得称为神的朋友。
I'd like to examine what was it about Abraham that allowed him to be remembered as a friend of God.
究竟在阿伯拉罕身上有什么特别,以至于他被神纪念,被称为神的朋友。
Because there were definitely several concrete events that occurred in his life that allowed him to establish and strengthen his friendship with the Lord. And these things just didn't happen automatically.
但係呢事情唔係自然要發生嘅。
Now, it didn't just fall on his lap that one day he woke up and he was God's friend.
不是突然从天跌下来，然后我就有一天成为了神的朋友了。
But it was based on the decisions that he made.
那是根据他做出一些取决。
The attitude that he had.
他的态度。
And the lessons that he learned.
还有他所学习的功课。
And I hope this morning as we look through several events in his life that we may be able to see practically how Abraham made himself a friend of God.
早上愿意我透过一生里边几件实际嘅事情，咁我能够好实在嘅知道点样样如何成为神嘅朋友。
Turn back to the first book of the Bible.
请我打开
Genesis.
呢个创世记。
Genesis 12.
十二章。
Actually, let's start in Genesis 11, verse 31.
十一章三十一节。
Genesis 11, verse 31.
创世记十一章三十一节。
And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went out together from Ur, the Chaldeans, in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord said to Abraham, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house. To the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you all the families of earth shall be blessed.
我们由第十一章的三十一节开始。他带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他儿父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的吾尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。他拉共活了205岁，就死在哈兰。耶和华对亚伯兰说：你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的萬族都要因你得福。
So in this passage here, we're introduced to the person of Abram.
在这一段圣经里面，我们看到这个亚伯拉。
Who would later become known as Abraham.
以后他就被称为亚伯拉罕。
He was a son of Terah.
他是这个哈兰的儿子。
And they lived in the area of Ur.
他们就住在这个吾尔的地方。
That was a city in the Mesopotamia Valley.
咁係喺呢個米索波大米平原嘅一個嘅城市。
Somewhere close to Babylon, actually.
其實咧係近呢個巴比倫嘅。
By the Euphrates River.
就喺幼法拉底河嘅附近。
Of course, we can think of that as like modern-day Iraq.
咁我可以思想就係今日嘅伊拉克國嘅地方。
In chapter 12, we see the Lord's command.
喺十二章我哋見到主嘅吩咐。
That Abram and his family were to go forth from this country, from this land.
这个亚伯兰和他一家要在这个要离开吾尔这个地方。
And actually, if we look in Acts chapter 7, we actually see a different word is used.
当我们看使徒行传第七章的时候，我们看到另一个不同的字。
It wasn't go forth from the land, but it was depart from the land.
不是叫去这个地方，而是离开这个大的地方。
See, the Lord was calling Abram and his family to leave the land.
神是呼召亚伯拉罕和他家离开这个本族本家。
Because the land of Ur was a land of idolatry.
因为吾尔这个地方是拜偶像的地方。
They worshipped other gods.
他们是拜这个异邦偶像。
And we find out in Joshua that even his father worshipped other gods.
我们在这个约书亚记那里看，我们看这个约书亚甚至乎他爸爸都是来到敬拜偶像的。
The Lord was calling Abram out to another land.
这个神要呼召亚伯拉罕、亚伯兰要去另一个地方。
Where he could freely worship the Lord.
在那里他可以自由地来敬拜我主我神。
Now, where there would be no distractions.
在那里都没有其他打岔。
Because God knows that his people cannot be living around idolatry.
因为神知道他的子民不可以住在偶像之中。
Now, I think most of us know what idolatry is, at least the definition of idolatry.
我相信大家都晓得这个偶像的定义是什么了。
Face value, that's just worshipping other gods.
從表面來看就敬拜別神。
Literally worshipping idols.
就是敬拜偶像。
But we as believers really understand in a deeper way.
但我們信主人，我們有更深的認識。
That idolatry is more than just the worship of other gods.
這個敬拜偶像，不單只是人手所做的偶像。
But that it's really even the worship of the things of the world.
還有如果我心裏面是敬拜這個世界上的事物。
The worship of self.
或者跟隨這個敬拜人的本身。
It's all the things that are in this world.
其實就是世界。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
早晨弟兄姊妹。
It's good to be in the Lord's presence.
在主的面前實在美好。
Can we bow in a word of prayer for a moment, please?
與我們都要低頭一些禱告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you do give to us.
父神，我們感謝你，給我一段美好的時候。
That we may be able to look into your words.
我們能夠來查考你的話。
May you give us a soft and tender heart.
願主給我柔軟的心。
That you may be able to grant us those words.
願主將你的話來賜過給我們。
So that it would be deeply implanted within our hearts.
叫你的話在我裡面來生根建造。
So that you may be able to produce life out of us.
主你的話能夠在裡面來生出生命來。
May you bless the hearers.
願你都祝福聽的。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶穌基督的名來禱告。
Amen. Now the burden that I have this morning is to share with you about the friendship that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
早晨有一個負擔與同弟兄們交通到我與我耶穌基督的友情。
You know, we've had so many wonderful meetings in the past month.
在上一個月過一個月我們有很多很好的這個聚會。
It just made me a little bit concerned about us storing up so much head knowledge.
我們聽了這麼多的知識恐怕我們的頭就大了。
Because I know the Lord would want us to have more than just this head knowledge.
我們肯定知道我們主願意我們有不單止是有知識。
But that we would really be able to enter into this living relationship that we have with Him.
他更加願意我們與他來進入這個活生生的關係。
And really, the amount that we know the Lord is going to be dependent on how good of a friend we are with Him.
我們與主認識有多少呢？其實取決在我們與主究竟有多少友情。
That's when head knowledge becomes life.
這個就是我們的頭腦的知識轉化成生命。
When it becomes real and living.
變成又生又活的。
Now, almost all of us here would admit that Jesus is our friend.
當然在我們在座每一個人我們都相信耶穌是我們的朋友。
We know what the Lord has done for us.
我們知道主為我們作了何等大的事。
We know that he's the one who's rich.
我們知道他是那位豐富的。
He's got all the answers.
他也都有所有的答案。
Whenever we need to come to him, he's there.
無論何時我們來到他面前他都在那裡。
And he provides for us.
他都為我們供應一切所需的。
But are we ever there for our Lord?
但是我們究竟有沒有將我們自己放到神的面前呢?
Do you think the Lord Jesus Christ would be able to call us His friend?
我們估究竟主耶穌基督能不能稱呼我們作為他的朋友呢?
Now there's different levels of friendship that we can have.
在作朋友的裡面我們可以有不同的層次。
I think there's four basic levels.
我估計大概有四種呢。
I'm not a sociology major, so I wouldn't know exactly if it's just four. Maybe there's more.
咁我又唔係主修社會學嘅，所以我都唔肯定，但我估計應該有四種嘅。
I think the first level of a friendship is an acquaintance type of level.
第一個層次咧就係大家有啲嘅互相嘅認識。
That's just when you say, "Hey, how you doing? Good to see you."
咁我就你好嘛，食咗飯未啊？嗰種啊。
Then later when you walk away, you go.Who is that guy? I can't remember his name.
拧转头啊，呢个边个嚟噶？我唔记得佢叫咩名啊。
Second type of friendship is a casual type of friend.
第二种咧就比较随便一啲嘅。
The ones that we speak with on occasion.
咁啊间中同人倾下偈。
We may share some common interests and hobbies.
咁我哋可以交谈下一啲嘅兴趣或者我哋嘅嗜好。
Maybe a lot of these friends are the friends that we might have at work.
可能呢，就是我哋做工里边嘅一啲朋友啦。
Or that we meet at the gym.
或者我哋喺呢个运动场馆做运动认识嘅朋友。
Third type of friendship that we might have is a close friendship.
第三种呢嘅朋友呢，就是比较亲密啲嘅朋友啦。
Now these are the friends that we feel comfortable enough with to have to invite them over to our house.
呢啲呢，就是我哋觉得比较我能够请佢哋翻屋企嘅。
We know that they're not going to walk out with all the family goods.
咁我知道咧，佢嚟屋企会偷晒我，搬咗我间屋走啊。
So there's an element of trust there.
咁所以咧喺呢个朋友里边咧，大家都互信喺里边。
The fourth type of friendship is an intimate friendship.
第四种咧就十分亲密嘅朋友。
And this is the type of the friendship that the Lord would want each one of us to have with Him.
呢一种嘅友情咧，就是我哋主愿意我同佢发展一个咁嘅友情嘅关系。
This is where we can be honest with all our feelings.
我哋可以同佢十分诚实嘅交通我嘅感觉。
And we can just freely share with one another.
可以自由无拘无束嘅彼此嚟到交通。
I'm wondering what level is our friendship with the Lord?
咁我实在奇怪，我哋同与主作为呢个朋友，咁系边一个层次咧？
Of those four different types of friendships, where would you say your friendship with the Lord is?
头先提过嗰四种嘅友情，究竟你系同主系边一种咧？
I'm not asking where the Lord, where you think the Lord is as far as your friendship.
唔系问大家你估主同你嘅友情系边一种层次？
But what does he think of you?
但系系问大家。究竟主系究竟点样睇你同佢嘅友情咧
？I mean, because the degree to which our friendship, we make our friendships, it's going to be dependent on how much we both invest into it.
因为咧嗰个友情嗰个嘅程度深浅咧，就在乎于双方面大家摆几多时间喺个里面。
It can't get any deeper than how much time we're willing to put into it, both of us.
咁如果大家都唔願意將好多時間擺落去嘅時候，你嘅友情自然唔會好嘅。
We remember that verse in James 4, draw near to God and He will draw near to you.
喺呢個雅各書第四章嗰度嚟到講到，你要親近神，神就必親近你們。
I think we should make no mistake about it. Jesus is our friend.
我哋當然唔會錯啦，主耶穌係我哋嘅朋友。
He's always been our friend.
佢常常係我哋嘅好朋友。
But He gives us the choice.As far as whether we're going to reciprocate that friendship back to him.
但佢俾我一个选择，叫我哋能唔能够反翻过嚟，我哋能够作为佢嘅朋友。
If we draw near to him, he will draw near to us.
我哋如果亲近佢嘅时候，佢就必亲近我哋。
So I like this morning to examine some of the qualities that exist in an intimate friendship.
所以早上愿意同大家嚟到深入咁睇一下，喺一个亲密嘅友情里边所必须具备嘅一啲嘅品质。
And I like to look at the life of Abraham.
愿意一同你睇下呢个亚伯拉罕佢一生。
Because Abraham provides a really good example of what it means to be a friend of God.
因为亚伯拉罕就系俾我一个好好嘅例子，点样作为与神一个嘅好朋友。
No one else in the Bible is remembered as often as Abraham in these particular terms.
在这一方面在圣经里面没有一个人是被记载是神的朋友超过亚伯拉罕的。
There's actually three instances in the Bible where he is remembered as God's friend.
在圣经里面有三个不同的地方你提到他是被纪念为神的朋友。
It's in 2 Chronicles.
是在这个历代志下。
Isaiah.
以赛亚书。
And in James.
同埋雅各書。
I'd just like to look at one of these verses here, and that's the one in James.
咁願意嚟到睇其中嘅一節，就係喺呢個雅各書。
Open your Bibles up to the book of James, chapter 2.
雅各書第二章。
Verse 23.
23節。
Just want to look at the, really the quotation.And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
亚伯拉罕信神，就算为他的义，他又得称为神的朋友。
I'd like to examine what was it about Abraham that allowed him to be remembered as a friend of God.
究竟喺亚伯拉罕身上边有咩嘅特别，以至于佢被神纪念，被称为神的朋友
？Because there were definitely several concrete events that occurred in his life that allow him to establish and strengthen his friendship with the Lord.
實際喺佢生活嘅裏面有幾個好明顯嘅例子，以至於佢能夠鞏固佢同埋作為神朋友嘅關係。
And these things just didn't happen automatically.
但係呢事情唔係自然要發生嘅。
Now, it didn't just fall on his lap that one day he woke up and he was God's friend.
唔係突然間從個天跌落嚟，然之後佢就有一日成為咗神嘅朋友啦。
But it was based on the decisions that he made.
那係根據佢做出一啲嘅取決。
The attitude that he had.
佢嘅態度。
And the lessons that he learned.
同埋佢所學習嘅功課。
And I hope this morning as we look through several events in his life that we may be able to see practically how Abraham made himself a friend of God.
早上願意我透過一生裏面幾件實際嘅事情，咁我能夠好實在嘅知道點樣樣如何成為神嘅朋友。
Turn back to the first book of the Bible.
請我打開
Genesis.
呢個創世記。
Genesis 12.
十二章。
Actually, let's start in Genesis 11, verse 31.
十一章三十一节。
Genesis 11, verse 31.
创世记十一章三十一节。
And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went out together from Ur the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran.Now the Lord said to Abraham, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you all the families of earth shall be blessed.
我们由第十一章的三十一节开始。他带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子合兰的儿子罗德，并他姨父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的吾尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到合兰，就住在那里。他拉共活了205岁，就死在合兰。耶和华对亚伯兰说：你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
So this passage here, we're introduced to the person of Abram.
在这一段圣经里边，我见到这个亚伯兰，
who would later become known as Abraham.
以后他就被称为亚伯拉罕。
He was a son of Terah.
他是这个合兰的儿子。
And he lived in the area of Ur.
他们住在这个吾尔的地方。
That was a city in the Mesopotamia Valley.
是在这个米索波大米平原的一个城市。
Somewhere close to Babylon, actually.
其实是近这个巴比伦的。
By the Euphrates River.
就在幼法拉底河的附近。
Of course, we can think of that as like modern day Iraq.
我可以思想就是今天的伊拉克国的地方。
In chapter 12, we see the Lord's command.
在十二章，我哋见到主嘅吩咐。
That Abram and his family were to go forth from this country, from this land.
呢个亚伯兰同埋佢一家要喺呢个要离开吾尔呢个地方。
And actually, we look in Acts chapter 7, we actually see a different word is used.
当我哋睇使徒行传第七章嘅时候咧，见到另一个唔同嘅字。
It wasn't go forth from the land, but it was depart from the land.
唔系叫去呢个地方，嗱，讲离开呢个大嘅地方。
See, the Lord was calling Abram and his family to leave the land.
神是呼召亚伯拉罕同一家离开这个本族本家。
Because the land of Ur was a land of idolatry.
因为吾尔这个地方是拜偶像的地方。
They worshipped other gods.
他们是拜这个异邦偶像。
And we find out in Joshua that even his father worshipped other gods.
我们在这个约书亚记那里看，我们看这个约书亚，甚至他爸爸都是来到敬拜偶像的。
The Lord was calling Abram out to another land.
这个神要呼召亚伯拉罕，亚伯兰要去另一个地方。
Where he could freely worship the Lord.
在那里他可以自由地来敬拜我主我神。
Where there would be no distractions.
在那里都没有其他打岔。
Because God knows that his people cannot be living around idolatry.
因为神知道他的子民不可以住在偶像之中。
Now, I think most of us know what idolatry is, at least the definition of idolatry.
我相信大家都晓得这个偶像的定义是什么了。
Face value, that's just worshipping other gods.
从表面来看就是敬拜别神。
Literally worshipping idols.
就是敬拜偶像。
But we as believers really understand in a deeper way.
但我们信主人，我们有更深的认识。
That idolatry is more than just the worship of other gods.
这个敬拜偶像，不单只是人手所做的偶像。
But that it's really even the worship of the things of the world.
还有如果心里边是敬拜这个世界上的事物。
The worship of self.
或者跟随这个敬拜人的本身。
It's all the things that are in this world. Morning, brothers and sisters.
早晨弟兄姊妹。
It's good to be in the Lord's presence.
在主面前实在美好。
Can we bow in a word of prayer for a moment, please?
愿我们都要低头一点祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that you do give to us.
父神，我们感谢你，给我一段美好的时候。
That we may be able to look into your words.
我们能够来查考你的话。
May you give us a soft and tender heart.
愿主给我柔软的心。
That you may be able to grant us those words.
愿主将你的话来赐过给我们。
So that it would be deeply implanted within our hearts.
叫你的话在我里边来生根建造。
So that you may be able to produce life out of us.
主你的话能够在里边来生出生命来。
May you bless the hearers.
愿你都祝福听的。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen. Now the burden that I have this morning is to share with you about the friendship that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ.
早晨有一个负担，与同弟兄们交通到我与我耶稣基督的友情。
You know, we've had so many wonderful meetings in the past month.
在上一个月，过一个月，我们有很多好好的这个聚会。
It just made me a little bit concerned about us storing up so much head knowledge.
咁我听咗咁多嘅知识，恐怕我哋个头就大咗啦。
Because I know the Lord would want us to have more than just this head knowledge.
我哋肯定知道我嘅主愿意我哋有唔单止系有知识。
But that we would really be able to enter into this living relationship that we have with Him.
佢更加愿意我哋。与佢嚟进入呢个活生生嘅关系。
And really, the amount that we know the Lord is going to be dependent on how good of a friend we are with Him.
我哋与主认识有几多咧？其实取决喺我哋同主究竟有几多友情。
That's when head knowledge becomes life.
呢个就系我哋个头脑嘅知识转化成生命。
When it becomes real and living.
变咗又生又活嘅。
Now, almost all of us here would admit that Jesus.Is our friend.
当然在我们在座每一个人我们都相信耶稣是我们的朋友。
We know what the Lord has done for us.
我们知道主为我们作了何等大的事。
We know that he's the one who's rich.
我们知道他是那位丰富的。
He's got all the answers.
他也都有所有的答案。
Whenever we need to come to him, he's there.
无论何时我们来到他面前他都在那里。
And he provides for us.
他都为我们供应一切所需的。
But are we ever there for our Lord?
但是我们究竟有没有将我们自己放到神的面前呢?
Do you think the Lord Jesus Christ would be able to call us his friend?
我们估究竟主耶稣基督能不能称呼我们作为他的朋友呢?
Now there's different levels of friendship that we can have.
在作朋友的里面我们可以有不同的层次。
I think there's four basic levels.
我估计大概有四种呢。
I'm not a sociology major, so I wouldn't know exactly if it's just four. Maybe there's more.
咁我又唔係主修社會學嘅，所以我都唔肯定，但我估計應該有四種嘅。
I think the first level of a friendship is an acquaintance type of level.
第一個層次咧就係大家有啲嘅互相嘅認識。
That's just when you say, "Hey, how you doing? Good to see you."
咁我就你好嘛，食咗飯未啊？嗰種啊。
Then later when you walk away, you go.Who is that guy? I can't remember his name.
拧转头啊，呢个边个嚟噶？我唔记得佢叫咩名吓。
Second type of friendship is a casual type of friend.
第二种咧就比较随便一啲嘅。
They're the ones that we speak with on occasion. We may share some common interests and hobbies. Maybe a lot of these friends are the friends that we might have at work. Or that we meet at the gym. Third type of friendship that we might have is a close friendship. Now these are the friends that we feel comfortable enough with to have to invite them over to our house. We know that they're not going to walk out with all the family goods. So there's an element of trust there. The fourth type of friendship is an intimate friendship. And this is the type of the friendship that the Lord would want each one of us to have with Him. This is where we can be honest with all of our feelings. And we can just freely share with one another. I'm wondering, what level is our friendship with the Lord? Are those four different types of friendships, where would you say your friendship with the Lord is? I'm not asking where you think the Lord is as far as your friendship. But what does He think of you? Because the degree to which our friendship, we make our friendships, it's going to be dependent on how much we both invest into it. It can't get any deeper than how much time we're willing to put into it, both of us. We remember that verse in James 4, draw near to God and He will draw near to you.
在雅各書第四章那裡說到你要親近神神就必親近你們
I think we should make no mistake about it. Jesus is our friend.
我們當然不會錯啦,主耶穌是我們的朋友。
He's always been our friend.
他常常是我們的好朋友。
But He gives us the choice as far as whether we're going to reciprocate that friendship back to Him.
但是他給我們一個選擇。 叫我們能夠反過來,我們能夠作為他的朋友。
If we draw near to Him, He will draw near to us.
我們如果親近他的時候,他就必親近我們。
So I like this morning to examine some of the qualities that exist in an intimate friendship.
所以早上願意跟大家來到深入看一下,在一個親密的友情裡面所必須具備的一些品質。
And I'd like to look at the life of Abraham. Because Abraham provides a really good example of what it means to be a friend of God. No one else in the Bible is remembered as often as Abraham in these particular terms. There's actually three instances in the Bible where he is remembered as God's friend. It's in 2 Chronicles, Isaiah, and in James. I'd just like to look at one of these verses here, and that's the one in James. Open your Bibles up to the book of James, chapter 2, verse 23. Just want to look at the quotation. And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness, and he was called the friend of God.
亞伯拉罕信神,就算為他的義, 他又得稱為神的朋友。
I'd like to examine what was it about Abraham that allowed him to be remembered as a friend of God.
究竟在亚伯拉罕身上有什么特别，以至于他被神纪念，被称为神的朋友。
Because there were definitely several concrete events that occurred in his life that allowed him to establish and strengthen his friendship with the Lord.
实际在他生活里面有几个很明显的例子，以至于他能够巩固他和作为神朋友的关系。
And these things just didn't happen automatically.
但这事情不是自然要发生的。
Now, it didn't just fall in his lap that one day he woke up and he was God's friend.
不是突然从天跌下来，然后他就有一天成为了神的朋友了。
But it was based on the decisions that he made.
那是根据他做出一些的取决。
The attitude that he had.
他的态度。
And the lessons that he learned.
同埋他所学习的功课。
And I hope this morning as we look through several events in his life that we may be able to see practically how Abraham made himself a friend of God.
早上愿意我透过一生里边几件实际的事情，咁我能够好实在的知道怎样样如何成为神的朋友。
Turn back to the first book of the Bible.
请我打开
Genesis.
这个创世纪。
Genesis 12.
12章。
Actually, let's start in Genesis 11, verse 31.Genesis 11, verse 31. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his grandson, and Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went out together from Ur, the Chaldeans, in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran.Now the Lord said to Abraham, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you all the families of earth shall be blessed.
我们由第十一章的三十一节开始。他带着他儿子亚伯兰和他孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他姨父亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的吾尔，要往迦南地去。他们走到哈兰，就住在那里。他拉共活了205岁，就死在哈兰。耶和华对亚伯兰说：你要离开本地本族父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，必赐福给你，叫你的名为大。你也要叫别人得福，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
So this passage here, we're introduced to the person of Abram.
在这一段圣经里边，我见到这个亚伯拉。
Who would later become known as Abraham?
以后他就被称为亚伯拉罕。
He was a son of Terah.
他是这个哈兰的儿子。
And he lived in the area of Ur.
他们住在这个吾尔的地方。
That was a city in the Mesopotamia Valley.
是在这个米索波大米平原的一个城市。
Somewhere close to Babylon, actually.
其实是近这个巴比伦的。
By the Euphrates River.
就在幼法拉底河的附近。
Of course, we can think of that as like modern day Iraq.
我可以思想就是今天的伊拉克国的地方。
In chapter 12, we see the Lord's command.
在十二章，我哋见到主嘅吩咐。
That Abram and his family were to go forth from this country, from this land.
呢个亚伯兰同埋佢一家要喺呢个要离开吾尔呢个地方。
And actually, we look in Acts chapter 7, we actually see a different word is used.
当我哋睇使徒行传第七章嘅时候咧，见到另一个唔同嘅字。
It wasn't go forth from the land, but it was depart from the land.
唔系叫去呢个地方，嗱个离开呢个大嘅地方。
See, the Lord was calling Abram and his family to leave the land.
神系呼召亚伯拉罕同阿家离开呢个本族本家。
Because the land of Ur was a land of idolatry.
因为吾尔呢个地方系拜偶像嘅地方。
They worshipped other gods.
佢哋系拜呢个异邦偶像。
And we find out in Joshua that even his father worshipped other gods.
我哋喺呢个约书亚记嗰度睇，我哋睇到约书亚甚至乎佢爸爸都系嚟到敬拜偶像嘅。
The Lord was calling Abram out to another land.
这个神要呼召亚伯拉罕亚伯兰要去另一个地方。
where he could freely worship the Lord.
在那裡他可以自由地敬拜我主我神。
Where there would be no distractions.
在那裡也沒有其他打岔。
Because God knows that his people cannot be living around idolatry.
因為神知道他的子民不可以住在偶像之中。
Now, I think most of us know what idolatry is, at least the definition of idolatry.
我相信大家都曉得這個偶像的定義是什麼。
Face value, that's just worshipping other gods.
從表面來看就是敬拜別神。
Literally worshipping idols.
就是敬拜偶像。
But we as believers really understand in a deeper way.
但我們信主人,我們有更深的認識。
That idolatry is more than just the worship of other gods.
這個敬拜偶像,不單只是人手所做的偶像。
But that it's really even the worship of the things of the world.
還有,如果我心裡是敬拜這個世界上的事物。The
worship of self.
或者跟隨這個敬拜人的本身。
It's all the things that are in this world.
其實就是世界。